Vijay Singh is the winner of the 86th PGA Championship. It took a three-hole playoff yesterday for Singh to win golf's final major of the season. Now, this is his third major title in his career, and it probably wraps up the 2004 Player of the Year award for Singh. Joining us now is commentator John Feinstein. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Big win for Singh.
Really was. You know, he'd won eight times in the last 2 years, but none of them a major, and had not been close to winning a major since he won the Masters in 2000. And while he had been challenging Tiger Woods for the number one player in the world ranking, and Tiger again went nowhere this week, finished tied for 24th. So Singh now, with this major, since Tiger didn't come close to winning one this year, should certainly win the Player of the Year title. And a third major title pretty much clinches a spot in the Hall of Fame for a player.
And after the playoff yesterday, Singh summed up the whole final round with this quote, I think. It may have looked ugly when you look at the score, but hey, I won.
Yeah, and that sums up the whole day. I mean, he shot 76, which is the highest final round score any player has shot in winning the PGA in the 86-year history of the event. Chris DeMarco, who was in the playoff, and Justin Leonard had great chances to beat him. Leonard bogeyed two of the last four holes to end up in the playoff. Ernie Els three-putted to miss the playoff by one shot. So it was that kind of day. They went to this new golf course, Whistling Straits, longest course in the history of major championship golf. It looked easy for 3 days, but the wind shifted yesterday. They put some tough pin positions out there, and all of a sudden the players were really struggling.
Now, for those who haven't closely followed his career, why is Vijay Singh known as a somewhat controversial player?
Goes back to when he played on the Australasian Tour in the 1980s. He was accused of cheating for changing a score when he was on the verge of losing his playing privileges. And he was suspended for 2 years. And when he came over here to the U.S., started playing well, people asked him about that. He didn't want to talk about it. He became known as being surly. Then there was the Annika Sorenstam incident last year when she was playing in the Colonial. He was openly critical of a woman playing in the event and then skipped out on it at the last minute. Also a guy who just likes to be by himself, hits more range balls than anybody in golf, and isn't really very friendly with the players. He'd rather be with his clubs and the golf ball than with people most of the time.
Made a lot of his competitors unhappy yesterday.
Well, but he played great. You know, he's a great player, and he deserves to be the Player of the Year, which he will be, I believe, and he deserves to be ranked number one in the world right now.
Now, of course, this tournament was the last before the selection of the U.S. Ryder Cup team. How did the results yesterday affect that?
Well, both DeMarco and Chris Riley moved into the top 10, clinching spots on the team. They knocked out Jay Haas, who would have been the oldest man in history at 50 to qualify for the team had he made it. But this morning, Hal Sutton is going to name his captain's picks, and I think there's a pretty decent chance, Steve, that Jay Haas will make that team, which is a remarkable story in itself.
And, of course, the Ryder Cup pits the United States against the best players from Europe and elsewhere.
And next month, and it's at Oakland Hills in Michigan, a great golf course.
Thanks very much, John.
Thank you, Steve.
Those are the comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story.